More households are taking multiple jobs to try and get by. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is Post covering finance and property news. Well, the ABS released the labour account data for Australia to the end of March 2023, and there was one very troublesome statistic, and that is that the number of multiple job holders increased to 947,000 people in the March quarter. That's an increase of 2.1% according to the latest figures. The ABS said that the number of multiple job holders reached a record high of 947,000 people in the March quarter. That was an increase of 19,000 people since the December quarter and was 173,000 higher than before the pandemic. The multiple job holding rate was 6.6% in the March quarter, up slightly from around 6.6% in the December quarter 2022. In the December quarter 2019, before the start of the pandemic, it was 5.8%. This is the highest the multiple job holding rate has been in the labour account data that goes all the way back to 1994. It means that around 1 in 15 people now have more than one job. Of course, the hours worked increased by 0.5% in the March quarter, following a 2% increase in the December quarter. And while hours worked increased, the national accounts data showed that labour productivity declined by 0.3%. Filled jobs increased by 0.7%, with increases in both main jobs up 0.5% and secondary jobs up 3.5% in the March quarter. The relatively strong growth in the secondary job also means their share of filled jobs rose to a record high of 7%. And the proportion of jobs that were vacant was 2.8%, down from a high of 3.2% in the September quarter 2022, but it's still well above its pre-pandemic level of 1.6%. While the share of jobs that are vacant has fallen from the peak in the September quarter 2022, it's still much higher than before the pandemic. This continues to highlight the difficulties that many employers are facing in filling vacancies, the ABS said. Now, looking at by industry, the growth in filled jobs in the March quarter was concentrated in industries that economists often refer to as the non-market sector. That is, the predominantly public sector industries of public administration and safety, education and training, and healthcare and social assistance. Filled jobs in that group of industries increased by 2.8%. In contrast, there was no growth in filled jobs for the combined grouping of other industries. Perhaps we'll call that the market sector. In the market sector, the largest increases in filled jobs was in arts and recreation services, up 6.1%, and accommodation and food services, up 4.9%, while jobs fell in the professional, scientific and technical services, down 4%, manufacturing down 3.4%, and construction down 2.7%, the ABS said. The hours worked followed a similar pattern to filled jobs, with combined growth for industries in the non-market sector of 4.6%, compared with a decline in hours worked of 0.8% in the market sector. And the increase in the number of multiple job holders in the March quarter was largely driven by increases in the healthcare and social assistance, up 7,000 people, and accommodation and food services, up 4,000 people. Healthcare and social assistance continue to have the highest number of multiple job holders at 155,000. And the agriculture, forestry and fishing and administrative and support service industries had the largest rates of multiple job holdings at 9.2% and 9.1%. Data from the Labour Force survey shows that a higher proportion of women are multiple job holders than men, 7.7%, compared with 5.7%. And younger people are also more likely to hold multiple jobs, with 7.9% of people aged 15 to 19 and 8.9% of 20 to 24-year-olds holding multiple jobs, the ABS said. And people who were community and personal service workers at the main job were most likely of all occupation groups to have more than one job at 10.2%. Multiple job holdings were lowest among technical and trade workers at 3.4%. It's worth just pausing and thinking about the implications of this. What we are saying is that in seasonally adjusted terms, more people are ending up working more hours but in multiple jobs. And women seem to be particularly affected. And in my surveys, what I am seeing is the growth in second incomes from women as they try and generate a little more income to help cover the rising costs from the mortgage or rent increases, or indeed from the cost of living. But this does not bode well in my mind, because it shows that people are being forced to work for more hours and potentially work for more jobs, simply to square the circle between income and expenditure. And my expectation is that as the pressures on households continue to rise, particularly from the rising interest rates, this is likely to continue. This is another signal that all is not well in the Australian community. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.